There was rarely a morning that Cole didn't wake up with the beta in his arms. No matter what anyone said, the connection between the two, an alpha sulky prince and his beta servant, just felt right. They had a special relationship, a deep love and affection for each other. While his brothers all had their own betas, who they loved and treated as part of their family, Beck had always been more to Cole. No matter how many lovers Cole had, be it human, betas, or even forbidden omegas, he always came home to Beck. His beta never said a word about it. He didn't have to. After years, almost a decade and a half of being together, Cole could easily read Beck's expressions and his moods. Even when Cole would return, reeking of another male, Beck would only give him a pointed look and then help him clean up. He knew Beck wanted to be the only male in his life, but that wasn't possible. Cole was obligated to find his fated mate, an appropriate omega to produce heirs. And by law, he was expected to produce pups. He couldn't do that with Beck. Quite simply because betas were infertile. But also because Cole wasn't certain he could only be with one male for the rest of his days on this earth and in the great sea. He wasn't sure he'd ever be satisfied with just one, even if it was the omega who was his fated mate. Honestly, that scared him. Not just due to the fact that he should be loyal to his future omega, the future pater of his pups, but the fact he'd have to give up Beck. Not necessarily as his servant, but as his lover. No, Beck looked forward to helping raise Cole's sons, even if he didn't whelp them himself. Cole knew Beck would treat any sons born to his prince as his very own. He would be fiercely protective and loyal to his alpha's offspring. That was another reason why Cole loved Beck so much. While they never admitted to each other out loud how deep their love and devotion was, they both knew it was there. When his father had sent him away for months to travel the globe, as punishment, the king had ordered Beck to stay behind. His father knew that it wasn't the sending him away from his family that was penance. It was keeping Beck from Cole that would hurt him the most. It had. And in those months, during his travels to almost all the Selkie colonies around the world, Cole had gone a little wild in his loneliness. He had searched out companionship, even in the seediest corners of each colony. He had partaken in random rutting, even with omegas in heat, completely out of their minds, begging for any alpha to relieve their suffering. Cole, though he never admitted it to anyone, not even Beck, had done wrong. He had rutted with omegas during their estrus, omegas who were not his. That was not only forbidden, but illegal by Selkie law. Each pump of his hips, every knot he gave an omega who was begging for the cooling effect of his seed, every drop of cum milked from him as he gave these omegas what they cried for, was wrong. He knew it when he did it. He knew it now, and he regretted every omega he bred. Even worse, he didn't wait around long enough to see if any of those omegas ended up carrying his son. He didn't want to know, because if they had, that was proof of his wrongdoing. If the Royal Council ever discovered his misconduct, he not only could be banished, he could be put to death. And that would just plain suck.